I hope you like it. You know, Marilyn baked it herself.
Just what I always wanted. A fruitcake. Down, Millie. Down. Thanks for the gift, Dan. Now, if you don't mind, gotta get back to work.
But, sir, it's Christmas Eve.
So what?
Well, you're gonna miss the White House tree trimming party.
Big deal.
Well, what am I supposed to tell Mrs. B?
I don't know. Tell her I'm just not into the tradition thing this year.
Aw, come on, Mr. President. I mean, all your buds are gonna be there.
Danny, did it ever occur to you that I might not be in the mood for a party?
Oh, I get it. Seasonal depression, huh?
Unemployment up, approval rating down, economy slowing, national debt growing, and NASA couldn't pour rocket fuel out of a boot if the directions were on the heel.
Don't forget the Middle East.
All right, out.
What?
Out. Read my lips. Get moving.
But what about Christmas?
Humbug Christmas.
Party pooper!
I sure know how to pick 'em. Oh, my headache's back. Aspirin, gotta find some aspirin. Maybe if I lay down for a little bit. That's it, nap. Lay down, that'll be good. Just take a little nap.
George. George, wake up, huh? Wake up, George.
Who are you?
Why, I'm the ghost of President's past.
What?
Now, don't look at me that way. I didn't write this garbage. Now, let me make one thing perfectly clear. Winning isn't everything, George. It's the only thing.
But I...
Now, you can lay there like a wimp and let those bozos in Congress jump all over you. Or you can fight back, George. Hit them where they live.
Well, how do I do that? I don't want to go through that wimp thing again.
Simple. Background checks, FBI, CIA, IRS.
But that's not legal.
Legal? The Kennedy boys fixed the 60 election. You call that legal?
I don't know.
And Johnson made up the Tonkin Gulf incident. You call that legal?
Well, I...
No buts about it, George. Don't get mad. Get even.
No.
Don't get caught.
What is going on? Where did he go? Oh, what a dream. I must have dozed off. Weird. Weird dream. Don't know what's wrong. Feel so...
So sleepy.
What surprises remain for the president? And will they be kinder and gentler? We'll find out after this word from our sponsors. We return now to a White House Christmas carol as the president gets another rude awakening.
Well, hello there, George.
Ronnie, what are you doing here?
Well, I thought you could do with a little advice from the Gipper. You know, years ago, when I was growing up on the wheat fields of Kansas...
Illinois.
My mother taught me a lesson that I remember to this day. And she said, son... It must not have been very important.
No.
Where was I?
Well, you said you had some advice.
Oh, yes, of course. Now I remember. Well, she taught me a little nursery rhyme that goes like this. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but Democrats will never hurt me.
Sounds good. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but Democrats will never hurt me. Sticks and stones may
break my bones.
Oh, another dream. I gotta lay off that fruitcake.
Fairy tales can come true. It can happen to you if you're young at heart. Excuse me. I didn't know anyone was in here.
Where's President Reagan?
California, I think.
But he was just here.
Yeah, and I'm Santa Claus.
Who the heck are you, anyway?
Well, I'm the night janitor.
How come I've never seen you before?
I'm semi-retired. I only come in on holidays.
Oh.
Who are you?
Well, I'm the president.
And I thought you looked familiar.
Uh-huh.
I've known so many of them, I get confused sometimes.
Oh, you're yanking my chain now, aren't you?
Would I kid a kidder? I started here with Roosevelt. Remember the New Deal?
Yeah?
My idea.
Really?
A chicken in every pot, I always say.
I don't believe this is happening.
Yeah, the buck stops here. That was my line, too.
Now?
I've worked for them all. Eisenhower, Kennedy, I told Johnson not to run for re-election.
You tell Johnson?
Yep, hard to believe it was over 12 years ago I warned Jimmy Carter about our over-dependence on foreign oil.
Please don't remind me, please.
Well, I better get back to work. Lincoln bedroom needs dusting. And I've got to get the basement ready for the tree-trimming party.
Oh.
You're coming, aren't you?
And I think I'll pass on that.
Let me tell you something, pal.
Yeah?
Over 200 years ago, there was another George who was in a deeper fix than you are, at a place called Valley Forge.
Really?
That didn't stop him from partying.
Oh.
Look at Lincoln. He had the Civil War to deal with. Still found time to go to the theater.
Good point.
Roosevelt had the Great Depression.
Pearl Harbor.
Eisenhower had Nixon.
Problems.
Jimmy had Billy.
Big problems.
Everybody's got problems.
I'll say.
You just have to rise above them.
Yeah, accentuate the positive.
That reminds me of a little song. You got accentuate the positive.
De-emphasize the negative.
Latch on
to the affirmative.
Watch out for Mr. In-Between.
Hey, that was pretty good. I feel a whole lot better. Even the headache's gone.
Well, it's all in the attitude, my friend.
Yeah, all in the attitude. You know, where did he go? People are disappearing around here faster than social programs. Well, he's right, though. It's all in the attitude. I don't see stars anymore. No headache, just 1,000 points of light.
Extra, extra, read all about it. SNL bill out, hits $500 billion.
Hey, kid.
Yeah, mister?
Here's $100. Buy the biggest turkey you can find and deliver it to the vice president's house and tell him I'll see him at the party tonight and keep the change.
Oh, gnarly. Thanks, mister.
Just don't buy any crack with it. Oh, boy, it's almost 3. I got to finish my shopping. I'll go over to the Pentagon. The commissary is always open there. Besides, I get a 10% discount.
Excuse me, Jesse. Speaking ex officio, it's a shame that the president, vis-a-vis his other responsibilities, couldn't be here for the party.
Yeah, you're right, Bill. It's a darn shame. I'll tell you, the president is missing one heck of a party. I say one heck of a party.
Excuse me, Mr. Vice President, how do you feel about the president missing from the festivities?
Well, Mr. Buckley, all I can say is I did my best, okay? Jesse, by the way, thanks for the Maplethorpe. You know, Marilyn is just crazy about it.
Oh, no, don't mention it, Dan. What the heck is
cowbunga? Merry Christmas, everybody.
Oh, Merry, Merry Christmas. Why, look, it's Cousin George. And there's Uncle Billy. And Mary. Where's Mary? Oh, it's a wonderful life.
Dan, who the heck is that?
That's your new Secretary of Education, sir.
Ah, I see.
Are you feeling okay, Mr. B?
You know, Dan, I never felt better.
Oh, come on in, Mr. President, and have some punch over here and some of those cigarettes.
Thank you, Jesse. I think I'll pass on that.
Say, Mr. B, is one of those boxes for me?
No, Dan. They were out of Nintendo. But I got a special present for you. How'd you like to stay on the ticket in 92?
Oh, boy, would I ever! I can't wait to see the faces on the White House press corps when I tell them. And let me tell you something. You won't regret this, sir. I'm going to study real hard and be the best vice president this country's had since Benedict Arnold.
That's good, Danny. That's good. Now help me with these packages, will you?
Oh, sure, Mr. B. Hey, this one's really heavy.
Now, be careful with that.
Hey, who's it for? What's it say here?
For no one. No one in particular. Now, put down that card and just help me with the other.
Says to Saddam Hussein. No. Ah, Mr. B, what are you giving a present to that creep for?
Now, Danny, 'tis the season. Peace on Earth, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, what is it?
Well, now, just don't shake it.
Now, let's see. It can't be a record.
Danny,
no,
don't
it's not a...
shake it.
And they were heard to exclaim as the smoke cleared from sight.
Merry Christmas to all. And to all...
Good night.